Hello and welcome back to the Xbox Insider Podcast. We're just going to go ahead and take a look at things for you guys as we usually do. The same crew is here as always. I am Edward Gamertag Tamazander, and I am joined as always by Jason Gamertag Pesmer.
Good day to you all.
And also by Aaron Gamertag Marth 989.
Hey everyone.
All right. Now, we've had a couple of, we've been gone for the last 2 weeks, so we have a good bit of news to catch up for you guys. And we also have, at the end of the podcast, the announcement of our South Park Let's Go Tower Defense
Play
contest. And two lucky forum members of the site, will receive codes for the South Park video game. And as I promise, I may play with them on Xbox Live.
If you're not hungry or tired or sleepy or have a headache.
Or doing something else that's better. So, we're just going to go ahead and jump into it for you guys, because we have a lot to talk about. And as we know, this was a very big week with Modern Warfare 2. So we'll also go ahead and touch on that a little bit later. But first, I'll pass it over to you, Pesmer, to take a look at the news.
All right. In the news over the last fortnight, a big sucked in to all you modders, because Microsoft has banned over a million consoles for breaches of terms of service. So if you've modded your console in any way, you're playing pirated games, Microsoft has given you a big flip of the bird, which you deserve. So, sucked in. Modern Warfare 2 by Activision and Infinity Ward has broken UK sales records. It's made over £47 million. Now, this is pretty much what they'd expected. They want it to be one of the biggest launches in history for video games, and they seem to be pretty on track for that. So, good for them. Pat on the back. You scared everyone else out of the water. And, yeah, you deserve it, honestly. Next, we have Borderlands DLC has been announced. The Zombie Island of Dr. Ned. Yes, Dr. Ned. Now, if you're a massive Borderlands fan like I am, you will be very, very, very excited for this because, well, they haven't announced too much about it. I'm hoping they increase the level cap, but if you're excited and you're a massive Borderlands fan, it will be coming on the 24th of November, so 2 weeks or so. Next and finally in the news is the Xbox Live Reward Program. Now, this is a bunch of different rewards, mostly points given out for, I think it's only in the US at the moment. Yeah, it's just a bunch of points for doing different things on Xbox. Like if you renew your subscription, or you, I think that's for 3, 6, and 12 month cards. If you renew that, you get a little bit of points. Different stuff like that. More details can be found on the site, so just go have a look. And if you're in the US, enjoy raking in a little bit more points from Microsoft, just as a little thank you. Alright, so I guess we should talk about what we've been playing. Ed, what you been playing, big fella?
What have I been playing? Let's see. I have been playing last week Axel and Pixel, amazing adventure game on Xbox Live Arcade. You should see my review for that here in the next week. And also, I have been hitting up Borderlands like most everyone else before Modern Warfare 2 came out. So I'm sticking with that game, and it's fun, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've got to mention though, Borderlands, it's a great party game, like if you're going to play with four people, or at least another person. But every time I'm playing alone, it's just, I don't like it that much.
Really?
Not sure why. No, I really don't. Oh, it just seems...
I had fun with it, both ways. I played it with people and by myself, and both ways was fun for me.
Oh, so you like it both ways?
Yeah, I do.
I've only
put that on record. Okay.
I've only actually tried it two-player split screen at the moment, so I can't really comment on that. But multiplayer, I do see the fun element. Like, you go and snipe that guy, I'll stay back here and...
reap the reward.
Yeah. It is. It's much better. And I don't know... I've also find it less challenging, single player.
Oh, yeah. That's bound to happen.
I mean, it's just, it just seems like a breeze. It just seems boring. It just seems like I'm going through the paces. But when I'm on live playing, I am having the most amazing fun. So,
what character are you playing?
Borderlands. I have three characters. My alone character is a hunter, and my random internet playing is a siren.
Nice.
And I'm playing a soldier with my friends. So we only play our friend characters when we're all together.
That makes sense. So you're all so we're on the same level.
Yeah, so we're staying together in those. But I do have to say something that is a major problem for me that I think is the most annoying thing ever, and I wish they would patch. And I did mention that I'm playing with my siren as a random internet character, which is great. The one thing I do not like that I think and I wish they would patch is the fact that you automatically accept the quests of the host. So, say you join a game on the internet and the host has quests, you automatically accept those quests. You can't deny them, you can't delete them, you can't get them out of your quest registry at all. This is horrible because playing on live, you have a whole bunch of lower level people that are just popping in higher level people's games. So my siren has a whole bunch of high level quests that I can't get rid of. And it just happened that I just joined this one game and I got them all. I'm just like, what is this? I want to get rid of these. Apparently the person was a level 10. That's why I thought I was a little bit higher level than them, but I didn't mind. Because I really didn't want this to happen. I heard about this glitch. I didn't want it to happen. But I joined a story quest that I had already actually beaten. So I was at the next one. So I wanted to make sure it didn't happen. But apparently this person had joined a high-level person's game. And they had a whole bunch of quests that were way too high level. And now it's just kind of like clogging up my quest registry. Don't like it.
Yeah, but you'll eventually beat those quests. I mean, it's annoying for now.
It's annoying for now. I just don't like it there. There should be a way to get rid of them. I mean, yeah, you're going to eventually play them, but you don't need it. It's a horrible thing they should fix, my opinion.
Honestly, I'm just happy that they fixed the siren damage when both the melee damage from one of her skills and also the damage when she goes in and out of phase walk is increased as well, because that was really tiny. Did you notice that?
I played after.
Yeah, they updated it, and I'm very happy about that, because I play as a siren mostly, and it was upsetting for me.
Anyone going to ask me what I've been playing? Anyone?
Well, it's Ed's job. I mean, personally, I don't really care, so...
I mean, I guess I care. What have you been playing, Aaron? What have you been up to?
I've been playing exactly what I'm playing right now. There we go. I've been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which I am already addicted to. I'm currently playing Special Ops. Obviously, last week's biggest release, and probably like the biggest release of maybe the next 6 months, even a year. Because I can't really see much blow this out of the water, because even people that haven't been video gamers have actually started with Modern Warfare 2 because it's so big. I'm actually currently at university, and the amount of people that have bought Xboxes just to play Modern Warfare 2 is crazy on its own. And even like my mum knows what Modern Warfare 2 is, which is, it's quite strange. But yeah, so I've been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I finished the campaign in the first couple of days and got the 100% on that, including all the intel. And I've been playing Special Ops over live with a friend of mine, and we've got like that 93% complete, just two more missions to complete on veteran. And I might add that some of the Special Ops missions are incredibly hard, but you'll come to find that yourself if you actually decide to play the game. But yeah, once I've got the full 1,000 on it, I'll start playing online, and that'll probably be the next 6 months of my life destroyed from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I like COD. I love COD.
How funny.
Okay, well, what have you been playing then, Jason?
Why, that is an excellent question, my friend. Over the last couple of weeks, I had some memory card corruption, so I lost a bunch of save games. So I lost my level 42 Siren in Borderlands. So I've been playing that to get some sort of backup, so that when the new DLC comes out, I'm prepped and ready for it. I've been playing Modern Warfare 2, as almost everyone has. I got a review copy of that on Friday, so I've been playing it all of yesterday and finished the campaign off. Just sort of fiddling around in the museum at the moment. I was playing a tiny bit of Fable 2 with my fiance yesterday. That was a bit of fun. Just getting some other achievements that I hadn't got previously. And Ballad of Gay Tony, of course. And I'll be starting LEGO Rock Band today. Just as a bit of a thing on the side to have a little bit of fun with. Oh, and Forza 3, of course. And that's about it. Am I meant to segue?
I don't know. I want to know more about that little thing you have on the side to have a little fun with.
I told you. I said LEGO Rock Band as a little thing on the side to have a little fun with.
Oh. I hope it wasn't something your fiancé didn't need to know about.
Hey, what happens on Xbox Live stays on Xbox Live.
Just having a little fun on the side.
I hate you all.
Aaron.
Yes.
What is going to come out next week on Xbox 360 in that all the stores?
Oh, brilliant segue.
Wow.
I just wanted to know. I was really curious. I heard someone told you.
Someone did tell me. Someone, they went on the internet, and this magical, like, Google machine, I've heard it's called, Google, and found out the release is for me next week. So...
Wait, now, what's that machine again?
The Google machine?
Interesting. I've not heard of it.
There's Google...
You have?
It's some kind of engine, like a search engine.
You mean like a car engine?
Nah, it doesn't go round.
That's amazing.
But seriously, okay. In next week's releases, in the US of A, Assassin's Creed 2 will be coming out. I presume that will be the standard edition. And aren't you guys getting the black edition in America?
It's a bit racist.
Oh no,
it really is.
The black edition, I think, is an American thing, and then in Britain we will be getting the white edition, which
also
is
also very racist.
Special editions of the game that have Ezio wearing either his black or white costume from the game, which I believe if you buy the black edition, you actually get the unlock during in the game to wear the outfit. But so yeah, you got Assassin's Creed 2 coming out over there in its multiple forms. You're also getting Tony Hawk Ride, the first country to see this, with his Tony Hawk's nifty little board, which will probably be overshadowed by Project Natal when it finally comes out, but indeed, it's out now, so... okay, you're also getting Left 4 Dead 2, which has been, well, highly controversial, as most people know, with the release so shortly after the first Left 4 Dead, and it basically being the exact same game. Then there's NCAA 10, LEGO Indie 2, The Adventure Continues... Planet 51, Stoked Big Air, and Seen It Bright Lights Big Screen. Okay, and then in the UK, a much shorter list, we've got Assassin's Creed 2, Standard Edition and Special Edition, Left 4 Dead 2, the LEGO Indiana Jones, The Adventure Continues, and Saw the Game, which should be good for those who like the horror, which is quite lacking on the Xbox 360, as most of us have mentioned in the past at one point or another. Indeed. Okay, and then finally in Australia, you'll be getting Left 4 Dead 2, Assassin's Creed 2. I'm not quite sure if you guys will be getting a special edition, but I presume you will.
We're getting the white.
You're getting the white, so it's going to be a European thing for the white one then. And you're also getting Dragon Ball Raging.
Heavily racist, I just wanted to say.
It's not racist. White edition,
really? You don't think it's racist that Americans get the black edition?
So, with Modern Warfare 2 being the big release of the past week, there have been a couple of really big questions that have been raised, because as well, Microsoft has banned, and I think the estimate is 1 million consoles from Xbox Live for the issues of piracy. And a lot of those were from playing Modern Warfare 2 early, prior to release. So one of the main, I mean, there's, the internet has been abuzz this past week about piracy and, of course, the big release of Modern Warfare 2, which we both have instances of. So we'll go ahead and see if we can delve into the concept of piracy with the attachment of Modern Warfare 2, and then we'll go ahead and work into also talking about Modern Warfare 2, the big release as well, as these two things, these really two big events, are related and tied in. Right, guys?
Yeah.
So, Aaron, what I know you've been up on the piracy aspect of the past week, right?
The 1 million banned consoles from people who have been having like flashed and chipped Xbox 360s to actually play pirate games. That it's over 1 million consoles, which I believe is about 5% of all Xbox 360s in the world. So this is a really big sweep for Microsoft. Now, I know the reason behind this is basically because the small, almost like little tags that Microsoft put within their games to catch pirates, they leave them as long as they possibly can. And then once they've been out there long enough, then they basically just call it in and see how many they've caught. It's almost like fishing, leaving a net out there. So they put out a dodgy like copy of a game with like a little bit of something in it that they know they can pick up. They know it's going to be pirate. They let people play it, and they let people play it. They let that net fill up good and full. And then you do a sweep and just absolutely rip the hell out of all the modders out there. So, yeah, that's over 1 million bans, so about 5% of all Xbox 360s in the world. So this is a big thing. But, especially with things like Modern Warfare 2, because it seems that this game, I don't think it's going to suffer too much from piracy, because it is such a big game, and as I've mentioned before, people are going out and buying Xboxes just to play Modern Warfare 2. So this is a good win for Microsoft and game developers, because it's a game people are willing to pay for. So hopefully there's not that much piracy on it.
But, well, Modern Warfare has the benefit because it's got the multiplayer aspect behind it. I mean, single player in Modern Warfare is only tiny in comparison to how it actually is.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people want to pirate it because single player is such a small aspect.
And if they pirate it and get banned, then they can't play it online. And truth, as you mentioned to me earlier, repeat offenders of banned consoles have actually been getting their profiles suspended as well as their Xbox is banned. So it's no longer just a case of your Xbox gets banned, you go out and buy a new one. Now it can be your entire account is gone forever. So.
And that would make me very sad.
Mm-hmm. I would never do it, and it's not worth it. Not my profile, not the amount of money I've spent on games and DLC and arcade games.
I shudder to think I couldn't stand losing my... It was heartbreaking enough to lose some of my save games. I'd hate to think how, when all of my save games would be gone and my profile and everything. Brings a little tear to my eye.
But, Ed, you have an argument to the contrary, but not supporting piracy, but instead supporting some aspect of piracy.
All right, I do have an argument for this. And what I'm really trying to say is, I'm not going to say piracy is 100% good. Everyone's going to think that I'm saying it's good. However, there are certain things that I'm trying to find out a way to phrase this so I don't sound like I'm a complete jerk about this. The biggest thing is try before you buy. The thing is, a lot of people pirate things. Let's just talk about comic books. I have a lot of friends who actually download comic books off the internet and read them, and then they go out because they buy the trades. I have a lot of friends who buy the trades. Trade paperback, which is basically the issues put together. So, I mean, I understand try before you buy. I'll just tell you that. a lot of games also are not releasing demos at all. A lot of games are just saying, hey, and they pop up and, hey, this is a game. I made an article about this, and demos are very important because people need to know what they're purchasing. So if, and I'm just saying if, there may be some pirates out there. I know everyone just thinks they're all bad and they're just not going to buy it, but there may be some people who are maybe wanting to try something before they buy it. Like listening to music on, you know, torrenting a music or an album before they go and buy the CD or something like that, you know? People don't think that happens, and really, I'm sure maybe, I don't know if I can even get a percent of the time, it actually does happen. Because, I mean, the main thing is everyone's going to assume it never happens at all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to assume no one is actually going out and buying.
Only like 10% of people actually like try and then buy. Like the other 90% literally just pirate it to get something free.
That's right. But see, the only thing is like everyone doesn't, for the most part, the actual assumption is that that number is actually 0%. Well, you already have it. Why are you going to go buy it? Sometimes I actually want a CD, an actual CD, or an actual DVD of something. I'm not incriminating myself, but if I were the type of person that would watch a movie on the internet, maybe I want a DVD for my DVD collection. The thing is, I understand it. In the day and age where games are costing $60 American or even higher, a lot of people, a lot of consumers, especially in these economic times, I'm not going to use that, really would and possibly do want to know what they're getting themselves into before they go ahead and pay all that money. I mean, you don't release a demo and you get some people checking out your game by downloading it. Maybe they just want to know what's going on.
I agree with you there, and I think that maybe if games developers actually did, like, it, maybe if it was a forced thing, so they had to release some form of demo for the game, then it'd be a good thing. Because, as you say, there is a percentage of people out there that do want, just want to try the game before they buy it. So maybe if they did release a demo, they'd be losing less money through piracy. But there's still the majority of pirates out there. As we said, maybe it's like a 90-10% split. We're not quite sure. But we know there's a fraction there that do actually try then buy, but the rest of them, that 90%, they're going to continually pirate anyway. These people, they're out there, they do it, they get caught, they get banned, and they make new accounts, they make buy new Xboxes. But the thing is, we've not mentioned the fact that I don't think Microsoft hates this so much, because every time they ban an Xbox or ban a profile, they then get the money from selling a new Xbox and selling more Xbox Live Gold subscriptions. Because we've said, accounts are also getting banned for repeat offenders of people who are flashing and chipping. And that means their accounts are going to get banned, which means their Xbox Live Gold is useless. They're going to have to make a new profile. They're going to have to pay for new gold. They're going to have to buy a new Xbox. And depending on whether they're going to continue pirating or not, they're going to either have to buy the games or just go back to doing what they were doing. They're going to get banned again. They're going to have to buy a new Xbox. So this is shipping units for Microsoft. I don't think this hurts Microsoft at all. This hurts the games developers more than anything. So it's definitely the games developers' decision to bring out the demo, and I think they're going to definitely benefit more from releasing a demo than not, because it gets the game out there. Then again, maybe some games developers are scared. If they release a demo and the game's rubbish, people aren't going to buy it. Maybe they need that whole, oh, we don't get to try it before we buy it, so let's buy it anyway. Maybe they need that just to sell some games. I suppose it may be something that games developers hide behind, depending on whether the game's any good. Because obviously games that are really good, they're going to release a demo regardless. But if they're not, then they're not going to release a demo. Then some games companies obviously just can't be bothered. Like, I don't see a reason why they're not releasing an Assassin's Creed 2 demo. They could put half a mission in there. They've already shown his gameplay from a mission, but they've not bothered, and it's Ubisoft. It's not like they don't have the money to release a demo for Assassin's Creed 2.
I think they're just relying on the hype for it, though, honestly.
Yeah, like Modern Warfare 2. I know there's definitely some games out there that they don't need a demo because everyone knows they're going to be good. But saying that, I don't know about everyone else's opinions. I think Modern Warfare 2 is a bad game. No, Modern Warfare. No, scratch that.
Oh my God.
No, I think World at War is a bad game. Treyarch's Call of Duty World at War. I don't like that game at all. The only thing I like about it is the zombies, and that's not worth spending. Even today, it's pre-owned for £30. Like, it's still like £40 brand new. I wouldn't pay that for that game, and I did play the demo before, and I didn't like the game. So maybe they shot themselves in the foot with that. So like I said, it's all about the demos, whether or not they want that small percentage that we'll try then buy to prevent them from pirating. But as always, there's still going to be that large percentage that they're going to pirate regardless.
Yeah. I do have some opinion on this. I think Ed's argument is valid in a sense, but the amount of people that are going to download a game or whatever, try it out, and then go, you know what, this game's really damn good, I'm going to go pick it up, is tiny. I know modders. I know a few people, a few friends of mine that are modders. And they don't buy the game. They don't. They just go, well, bugger it. I've already downloaded it. I've already got the game here. Why the hell am I going to go spend the money when, you know, especially if it doesn't have multiplayer. I know some people do like their CD, DVD collection, and that argument is also valid. But yeah, most people I know, like I said, they just don't bother. I mean, myself personally, I would consider modding for a couple of reasons. Now, again, this isn't pro-piracy in any way, shape, or form, so don't misconstrue what I'm going to say. But there are instances in which I think it does have some valid reasons. For example, I have two Xboxes because my fiance is a heavy gamer as well. Sometimes I'll want to play a game at the same time she wanted to play a game. I don't want to go buy two copies of the same game just because we both want to play it at the same time. We may not be playing it together, but I can't play it on my Xbox if she's playing it on hers if we don't have two copies. So in instances like that, I can see where piracy may be valid because I want to play it at the same time as her, that we only have one copy. Or sometimes you want to play System Link. Now, again, same sort of deal. If I only want to play a tiny bit of co-op, then honestly, I don't see that much harm in it. But usually I'll just wait till the game goes out for a cheap price and pick it up and play it that way. But it's still, I still have to wait a long time for that. And I still own a copy of the game. And I think that in the same way that the DS does its own little, I don't know if you know about this, but download play where a person that owns the game can send a small chunk of the game to another player, and they can play it without having the game. So they can play a bit of co-op together or anything like that. I think Microsoft should have that sort of option available, but they don't, which kind of sucks. Hell, I even think that this would be a paid service. So if I was to play, say, I don't know, say 400 Microsoft points, or maybe 800 or whatever. It's only a fraction of the game, but it only gives me a fraction of the game. Not in the same way a demo does, but say just the co-op component, for example. Yeah, I think that in that sort of way, piracy is valid, but like I said, the amount of modders out there that would buy the game after they've downloaded it is very small. And these people, most of the people I know, just download every single game and don't even worry about buying it. So, yeah, those people that got banned, suck balls because you deserved it. And that's what I got to say about that.
I think we're done on that now, aren't we?
I pretty much killed it.
All right, so 2 weeks ago, a fortnight, as they keep insisting we call it,
yeah.
But if in the United States, it's called 2 weeks ago.
I disagree, because I don't think you said in the States you don't have to wait for anything. So you posted this competition, the winner should have been announced straight away, Ed.
Yep. It's the land of instantaneous responses.
If this was an all US this was an all US site, we would have just given it out. We would have just given out a whole bunch, because things are abundant in the US.
And it's the land of the free.
You guys didn't even know that. Like Modern Warfare 2, it's like in the US, it's like all you do is swing by the GameStop and they threw one out the door, like into your car window, and you just kept on driving.
You didn't have to pay for it?
Oh, not in the US.
It's been out for 6 months as well.
Uh-huh. Everyone just had one, and they're just like, hey, guys, just don't open it. And we're like, oh, all right. we just didn't.
It came out with the original Xbox launch.
Like, keep it a secret. Listen, this is a U.S.-only thing. Like, you have, like, a secret handshake where, like, you, like, shake someone's hand, and then, like, if they know what's on a Big Mac, you're in.
That's disgusting.
What is on a Big Mac?
It's like...
You guys know what's on a Big Mac?
It's like mayonnaise and pickles and ketchup and little bits
onion.
Of
lettuce. That's what you wouldn't get. Lettuce, onion on a specially toasted bun.
That's why you wouldn't get one. You wouldn't get a Big Mac, because that's not a Big Mac.
Damn it! I knew it. Isn't Big Mac some porn star in the States?
There's a special code. There's actually a special code you just need to put in on your 360, kind of like the cash clear code, but it's the Modern Warfare 2 code.
Sneaky.
In the U.S., it came out before Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah, and also the other thing is, you also had you have a special version of Xbox Live that keeps other people from seeing your achievements on it.
Oh yeah.
No,
wait a sec. You can do that on yours. I can do it on mine.
What?
You just go to preferences and set your achievements.
No, no, no. Only for Modern Warfare, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Wink. Wink.
Oh. Wink. Okay, I kind of ruined it for you. Okay.
All right. So, 2 weeks ago, we announced our South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play game competition. And we did have a bunch of people that came to our forums. And also went ahead and created quite a few South Park characters using the creator over at South Park Studios. And so what we're going to do at this point is announce the winners. We're going to have two winners here that are both going to receive codes for South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play. And you guys should also come over to the forum, if you haven't already, and check out some of the entries, because these are pretty daggone creative, if you guys say.
I wouldn't say daggone, ever.
Daggone. They're pretty daggone creative. It'd be quite awesome.
Yeah,
so
no,
we're gonna
I wouldn't
have
say that.
Here. Oh, actually, you know what?
Tell me.
And I must say, I know Dubsy did Mario. I know that's not a real entry for him, but I was very surprised at that one, because I was actually going, I thought that was a good one. That's just an honorable mention, Dubsy. You didn't win.
Because you didn't
win. Because you already have it. And that really was an entry. But the winners, let's announce the two winners.
Okay, I guess I'll announce the winners then. And the winners were Caliber 6 with his B-starred child, which is we all thought quite funny, because it was the sex child of... It was the love child of Dom and Fuller, which is quite funny, because it's director Dom and the owner of the website, Matthew Fuller. So that we thought that was quite funny. And then
his first name's Matthew?
Yeah, his first name is Matthew. I know everyone just calls him Fuller.
That's crazy.
Okay, and our second winner was Choco Chocorito with...
Choco Chocorito.
Mr. Angry Cat, because it was so random, but at the same time funny, had quite a good picture. Like the random cats right flying around there, and he's a little blurb was quite funny as well. So there are two winners, Caliber 6 and Chocorito, or whatever his name is.
Chocorito. Chocorito.
Chocorito.
Jibana.
But anyway, Ed or either Ed or Dom will be sending you messages with the codes to your Xbox Live account. So congratulations for you two winning. And we're gonna congratulate them. No.
Congratulations, guys. You did well. I love you, Calawa. and I love you, other man.
Chop.
Assuming
chop.
You're a man. If you're a woman, well, we'll see how we go.
Okay then. You want to wrap us up, Ed?
Let's wrap it. That's the end of the show. Where we're going, you don't know.
Wow.
That's a really bad rap. I don't mean bad in a good way. I mean bad.
You mean like Michael Jackson's bad?
Nah.
I mean, no, bad was good.
Yeah, bad was good.
So, that is it. We've had an amazing show this week, guys. And we really want to thank you guys for joining us yet again. We will see you guys in the fortnight. We will have more news, more reviews, and more previews. Oh, my.
You silly duffer.
I'm glad we got rid of that. did we get rid of it? Or?
Yeah, we got rid of it.
We didn't get rid of it.
We did. Oh. We did.
Okay.
And the website announced the independent Xbox 360 community.
You guys that always made me smile, though. So that's the end of yet another amazing show. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Congratulations. Go out to the contest winners. Thank you, guys. I will see you guys online, and we'll get your codes out to you by when this podcast is playing. So we'll see you guys in another fortnight, another 2 weeks, and we'll have some more crazy things going for you guys. Thank you, of course, to Aaron.
Thank you kindly.
And, of course, Jason.
You have yourself a safe and productive day.
That's right. And if you guys are in the U.S., that's right. Thanksgiving, you'll have a safe and happy Thanksgiving before we see you guys next. And we'll see you guys and follow you guys next time. See you guys around the site. Thank you. And catch you later.
Bye bye now.
It's going to be like the outro. It's going to be like, I fell through a window, and everyone's going to be like, ho, 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 that's so funny.